Up in the treetops, at least 25 feet, an orange helmet stands out against green pine needles. Look more closely, and there's definitely a man up there.
Can you just try to get comfortable?
He's strapped to the tree, and he's looking at the pine cones on the tips of the branches. At the base of another tree, climber Phil Chi inspects the branches before he heads up.
That tree's got some good cones.
Chi and three other tree climbers are placing mesh cages around young, healthy cones. They count the cones they place in each cage.
We got eight.
So that someone on the ground can write it down.
Eight.
Eight.
Copy.
The goal is to cage at least 10 cones per tree.
That one was a three.
Protecting cones at Crater Lake is part of a large-scale effort to save these important trees across the West. They face a growing list of threats: climate change, mountain pine beetles, and now blister rust, a fatal fungus caused by an invasive pathogen. Right now, the cages will protect the cones from Clark's nutcrackers. That means these newly caged cones won't become bird feed, as delicious and nutritious as they may be. They are considered a treat for some tribes, but elders say the seeds are now harder to find. The seeds are high in protein, says tree climber Brock Mayo.
I just eat them raw.
They're one of my favorites.
The baby trees that sprout from these seeds that the climbers have caged will be studied closely. If they prove resistant to blister rust, their seeds could help restore white bark pine stands throughout the Northwest. Jen Hook is a botanist at Crater Lake.
This is the quintessential wilderness tree species. It goes up to the tree line.
She says white bark pines are an integral part of the park.
It would be an empty, sad place without white bark pine. This is the highest mountain in the park, Mount Scott, in front of us here. And the primary tree cover is white bark pine. Imagine just all of that devoid of trees.
It's not just the views white bark pines make whole. It's the entire ecosystem. Clark's nutcrackers and other wildlife eat the seeds. The trees help protect snowpack, which is especially important as the climate changes. Right now, blister rust is the biggest threat to the trees. It can't be contained. Mayo says the bright orange spores travel on the wind.
Once you start knowing what it looks like, it's everywhere.
This looks like a canker here.
The spores infect trees through tiny pores on their needles, with the help of other plants that host the infectious spores. The trees develop cankers, which can eventually girdle the main stem. One critical tool to help in the fight against blister rust will be identifying and breeding trees with resistance. At the Dorena Genetics Resource Center in Cottage Grove, Oregon, Richard Snesko has been screening trees for resistance to blister rust since 2002. Snesko takes the cones that have been harvested from places like Crater Lake. His team grows the seedlings for 2 years. Then they try to infect the trees with blister rust and watch for trees that don't get sick.
Well, forest trees, the resistance we put out there has to last not 5 years. It has to last at least 100 years. And really, something like white pine, it has to last forever.
Some of the resistant trees Snesko has bred have been planted near the summit of Washington's Darling Mountain, more than an hour's drive west of Yakima. Dan Omdahl is a forest pathologist with the Washington Department of Natural Resources.
So here's a couple.
He bends down to inspect the seedlings he's testing for genetic resistance to blister rust.
So this is a 5-year-old seedling.
They're just about palm-sized.
As much as you are challenged by the pathogen, you really want these seedlings to be exposed early and often.
That way, researchers will know if it's working. They check the trees every year to look for signs of blister rust. So far, they haven't been infected. But Omdahl says the trees are still very small. The federal government is considering adding white bark pine to the endangered species list. A decision is expected this December. I'm Courtney Flatt reporting.